Bava mit Aleph, let us just go quickly over the Gemara. We have three Taisvis to learn on the Gemara. So let us just go over quickly the Gemara, starting from Daf Ayam at Beis with Rashi's Pshat, and then we'll see Taisvis. The Gemara said, "And the famed base, ala itzarech salke daita hamine teise mikibet oveim." That is a, we need aleha to tell us, ain't esse doiche loisase sheyesh bekores. Because I would think we can learn now from kibet oveim. The sign, yochel ye kibet oveim doiche shabbos. Tamad loima ish imoi va'oviv tero v'shapsoisai tishmoiru kulchem chayovim b'chvoidi. My love, da omalei shchoitli bashali. So the posik is speaking about that the father told him to do an ov maloche v'taime de kosov rachmona eshapsoisai tishmoiru, and now the only reason why one does not listen to the father is because we have a gzeres hakosuv shabsoi se tishmeir holav hochi, but without the posik dochi, it would be doichet. Taisu seems to learn pshat that the posik is miyuta, because misvara I would know that ein esa doichet leisasa shiesh pekores. So the whole posik was written l'diyuke, that here not, but all over esa doicha loisasa sheyesh pekores. So that's why we need oleho to tell me that by yibum we don't say esa doicha loisasa sheyesh pekores. So the gemara is matche derayim. Loi, lav de mechama. The posik is not speaking about an ov maloche. The posik is not speaking about an averish, a lav sheyesh beikoris. The posik is speaking about a lav the mechama alone. Va'afilu hochi, so the Gemara asks, va'afilu hochi leidochi? If you'll say that the posik is speaking about a lav, and the father told him to be mechama, so the it's not doiche alav, elo de kaimelon de osi esi vidochi loisase ligmer mehoche de loilitchi. If the posik is speaking about alav, so we have here a posik that says that the esse of kibud of is not doiche the lav of mechama. So we have a posik by Kloim Betzitzis that says esa doiche loisasa. We have a posik here that says ein esa doiche loisasa. So b'chola teire kula, we shall learn out from here that ein esa doiche loisasa. Ligme mehoche de loilitche. V'chitei meshani lavi de shabbos de chamiri. Maybe you'll tell me that ese doiche loisase. Stam alav. But the lav of mechamer is more chomer than stam lavim, because lavi the Shabbos, they're more chomer. So the Gemara says that sicher is not pshat, v'tane ba'almekoi, v'loi kaporich, the Tana learns out from other lavin, that the mitzvah of kibud ov is not doiche, and he doesn't ask such a kasha, how could you learn out from lavi de Shabbos achamiri? The sanya we learned in a baraisa, yochel omaloi oviv hitame, oisha omaloi al tachzir. The father told him, you should be metame yourself in the beis hakvoritz, or you should not return an aveda. Yochel yishmaloi, he's mechuyev to listen to the father. Tamad loy me ish imay v'oviv tiro v'shapsoisei tishmoiru. Kulchem chayovim b'chvoidi. So the Tana learned out tumis koyanim, or bitul hashavas aveda, from mechama. Now if you'll tell me the reason that I don't say Esadoichaloisasa by Mechama is because Lavi the Shabbos Achamiri. So how can you learn how to miskoyanim? Or the love of not returning an Aveda, they're not Choma. So the Gemara answers, Ela Mishum De'ika Lemifrach Malahanoch Shekein Hechsher Mitzvah. So the Gemara says, there's a different Pirche. Malahanoch Shekein Hechsher Mitzvah. So Rashi learns Pshat in the Gemara as follows. That in Emerson, it is speaking about an Ov Meloche. It's speaking about, he said, Shchoitli Bashali. So if that is the case, let us learn out from over here that Tafka over here ain Eser Deichel Eisase Sheyesh Beikores, but all over Eser Deichel Eisase Sheyesh Beikores. So Rashi says as follows, that when do we say Eser Deichel Eisase Sheyesh Beikores in a case similar the kibbut over aim? That means the father tells him, shchaitli bashali. So there, the only way he could be mekayim kibbut of is only through being over an avere. So the being over the avere sheyesh baikoris, that is the only way he can be mekayim the mitzvah. The father said, shchaitli bashali. So that's Asher Shekein Hechsher Mitzvah B'Chilul Shabbos. The only way he be Mekayim the Mitzvah is through Chilul Shabbos. Bakiris Loisasu Mekayim Eser the Kibbut V'Zehu Hechsher Kiyumay. This is the only way he could be Mekayim the Mitzvah. V'Yevshel Lekayim B'Loya Kiris Lav. You can't be Mekayim Kibbut of without being over the Lav. So therefore, without Eshapsoisai, I would think that Anes is Doichaloisasa Sheyesh Baikoris. And that's why we need a Pasuk to tell us that by Kibbudov it is not Doich, but all over it would be Doich. But by Yibum, Loise Bilvat Hershekiyim Ha'esem. By Yibum, one does not have to be over a lav in order to be mekayim the mitzvah of Yibum. You can give chalitza. You don't have to be oiva on the lav of achisisha. So therefore, you don't need oleho. That is how Rashi learned pshat in the Gemara. So the Gemara is saying that even though I have a limud that ese doiche loisase sheyesh boikoritz, that is dafke ese. That is dafke aloisase, which is needed to be mekayim the ese. Without being over this loisase, I won't have the kiyum ese. But by yibum, the Gemara is mechadish that you could be mekayim the ese without being over the loisase. You could give chalitza. That's how Rashi learns pshat. Let's go further in the Gemara, and then we'll learn the last places and go backwards. So the Gemara answers, Alasal Kedaita Hamine Teise Mi Binyan Beis Hamikdash. I would think we learn out from Binyan Beis Hamikdash. The Sanya, we learned in the Baraisa, Yochel Ye Binyan Beis Hamikdash Deiche Shabbos. I would think Binyan Beis Hamikdash is Deiche Shabbos. Talmud Loima, Eshapsoisai Tishmeiru Mikdoshi Tirou. Kulchem chayovim bechvoidi. So we learn out from the posik that binyan beis hamikdash is not doiche Shabbos. My love, beboine v'soisa. It is speaking about boine v'soisa. That I would have a hava mine that one would be permitted to do ovis melochis in Shabbos to for Binyan Beis Hamikdash. And the pasuk says that it's not doicha. My love, beboine v'soisa, v'taima dekosav rachmona shabsoisi tishmeru. So the only reason it's not doicha, because we have a pasuk olav ochi without the posik dochi. So the Gemara says, loy lav de mechama. No, the posik is speaking about lav de mechama. Vafilo ochi loy dochi. So the Gemara asks, it's speaking about a lav alone. It's not oichet. Bella de Kaimel on the Osiya say Vidochi Loisasem Ligmer Mehoche de Loidochi. Let us learn out from here that an S is not Toicha Loisasa, because she say the mitzvah S of Binyan Hamikdosh is not Toicha Loisasa of Mechama, which is a lav alone. Vichitei Meshani Lavi de Shabbos de Chamiri, I'll tell me that the reason the S is not doiche, because the lav of Shabbos is more chomer than all other lavim. V'tane baal mekoi v'loi kaporich. The Tane learns out in other places from this din that ein es doiche loisas, and he doesn't ask this pirche that shani lavi the Shabbos to chamiri. The Sanya Yochel Omaloy Oviv Hitam Itome, Shomaloy El Tachzer, Yochel Yishmaloy, that he should listen to the father, Tamadloim Yishimev Oviv Tiro, Kulchem Chayovim Bechvoidi, Elomishum Dikele Mifrach, Malahanoch Shekain Hechsher Mitzvah. So here Rashi again learns, like Rashi learned before, that here it is doiche, that means I would think by binyan beis hamikdash it would be doiche. Speaking about boine v'soisa, which is an av meloche, and I would think it would be doiche Shabbos because I need these meloches in order to bring about binyan hamikdash. So it's a hechsher mitzvah. The only way the mitzvah can be niskayim is through boine v'soisa. So then I would say, Ese doiche loisasa shiesh beikoris. But yibum, I can be mekayim the mitzvah without being over an iser. I can give chalitza. So the Gemara asks, Hechsher mitzvah typically mehosam. That means if the posik is telling us over here, the pasuk is telling us over here that binyan beis hamikdash, even though the only way you could bring about binyan beis hamikdash is only through aveis melachis, af al pi kein, it's not doiche, because as we mentioned the lashon of Rashi in Shvuos, ato v'hamikdash chayoven bechvoidi. So so this din we could learn out from kibud aveim. So why do you need a posik to tell us over here that binyan beis hamikdash is not doiche Shabbos? We wanted to say pshat according to Rashi that the din of atim v'hamikdash chayovim bekvoidi we can learn out from v'atim v'avicha chayovim bekvoidi. And just like over there, there's no din tchiyus, it is also no din tchiyus. So why do you need the posik? So Rashi says, so the posik is coming to tell us that in these two cases, there's no din tchiyus, but by yibum, that there should be a din tchiyus, even though I don't need to be mekayim mitzvah yibum, I could be mekayim ayyedei chalitze. Typically, mehosam. So the Gemara says, so the whole pasuk is coming to tell us that afilu am dafke here not, als atem vahamigdosh, but all over you say, ese deichel oisase, even though you have another eitze, how to be mekayim the mitzvah say, through chalitze. So now it's very good why we need oleho. That is the Maskonis HaGemore, according to Rashi. Now, let us see the last Taisvis first, and then we'll go back to the other Taisvis. Shekein Hechsher Mitzvah. Perish Bekuntris, La'oilam bishchaitli bashali. It is speaking about that, this is the first Gemara. Bishchaitli bashali. It is speaking about that the father told them, shchaitli bashali. Vaho ba'al medochi. And we could learn out from this pasuk, here kibudoveim is not doiche, but all over, it would be doiche, and esa would be doiche leisasa shiesh bekoris. Mikol mokim, loinelef mehoche delitche esa diyibum, lav da'achais isha. Afal pike, we cannot learn out from here, that yibum is doiche lav da'achais isha. Because here, we can have a pirchish ken hechsha mitzvah, the efsha lekayim akibet b'leitchi is alav. That means by kibet over aim, since the mitzvah can't be niskayim without being over the lav. So then we say that here not, that the kibud aveim not, but all over similar to kibud aveim, it would be doicha leisasa shesh pekos. Avol gabi yibum yochel lekayim hamitzveh beloy dechiyas halav. But by yibum, since the mitzveh can be niskayim without being over the law, the efsher b'chalitze. That was Rashi's pshat. V'kosheleri. So the Ri asks two kashes on Rashi. Kashe number one, the ain ze efshel. It's not possible to be mekayim yibum with chalitza. Why? The e also liyabein mishum koritz. If we say that one is also to be miyabim because of koritz, chalitza nami leiboy, so then there's no mitzvah of chalitza also. The chol she'ein oile leyibum ein oile lechalitza. We have a klal that whoever is oile leyibum, whoever there is a mitzvah of yibum, there's a mitzvah of chalitza. V'kol she'ein oile leyibum ein oile lechalitza. So Memele, so Taisvis asks Amirdike Kashan Rashi, so if we will say that one is not permitted to be Miyabim and Achis Isha because of the chorus of Achis Isha, and we'll say the reason is because it's Efshe B'chalitze, so the minute we will say that he cannot be Miyabim, so by saying he cannot be miyabim, we are taking away the efsharus of chalitza also. Because we have a klal, kol she'ein oile leyibum, ein oile lechalitza. Ulekamon beperik beis yalfinen mikro. We learned this out from a posik. So that's the first kasha of Taisvus. Taisvus asks, this cheshben of Rashi, that since he has a possibility, he has the efsharus to give chalitza, that is the reason why he's not permitted to make yibum. So Taisa says it works the other way around. The minute he's unable to make yibum, he loses the opportunity to make chalitza. So this cheshben is not a true cheshben. That's Taisvis Kasha. Perhaps Rashi held that there's a difference between stamazoi, that one is not permitted to make yibum, als ein esse doiche loisase sheyesh bekoris, like the beginning of the sugya, the Gemara said, why do I need a posik to tell me aleho, that one is not miyabim, a erve, I know, ein esse doiche leisase sheyesh bekoris. Or our Gemara now, it could be pshat is as follows. If we would say, אין אסה דויכה לא יססה שיש בקורס. That means we assume this יסוד, that an אסה כנפי דויכה לא יססה שיש בקורס. So it comes out, אנחיס אישה is עליו בס ייבום. You can't be מייבם הו, because אין אסה דויכה לא יססה שיש בקורס. So then I would say, kol she'einei oyle liyibu, einei oyle lechalitza. And that was the Gemara's kasha. Why do you need oleho? Without oleho, I figure out that she's mufke from zikas yibum and chalitza, because since she's mufke from zikas yibum, als ein esse doiche loisase sheyesh beikores, so automatically there's no chalitza. But here, our Gemara is saying, fakert. That esse doiche loisase sheyesh beikores. B'chol ha-teire kula esse doiche loisase sheyesh beikores. Now here we are telling him he should not be miyabim. Bemison, there is a din tchiyah. But we're telling him, since you have a second opportunity, you have an opportunity to make chalitza, so we're telling him, don't be miyabim since you have another opportunity. So it could be, this is not considered that she is mufke from yibum. Because ba'emesin esedoicha loisasa sheyesh baikores. Now here we're saying he should not be miyabim since he can make chalitza. So here Rashi held that this doesn't fall into the category of kol she'einei oyle liyibum. This is called oyle liyibum because be'etzem esedoicha loisasa sheyesh baikores. No, lemaise, one should not make yibum because one could make chalitza. It could be that this is pshat, could be the Tosfos Yeshonim understood this pshat in Rashi. The Tosfos Yeshonim says in the Ois Aleph, V'su heichi porich loma liyoleho, Hashem bo loyme da'af michalitza p'ture. That means that the Tosfos Yeshonim meant to ask, according to Rashi, that means imkeinim anachnu, that Rashi held that here there would be chalitza. So what is the Gemara's kasha? So the Gemara, so that's why I need a pasuk of oleho. The pasuk of oleho is coming to tell us that there is no mitzvah yibum, and therefore there won't be chalitza. So the Gemara's kasha is in shver. That means if according to Rashi, without any posik, I would say that there is a mitzvah of chalitza, and because of the mitzvah of chalitza, one should not make yibum. So that's why you need oleo. So the oleo is coming to tell that there is no mitzvah of yibum. Could be that is what that's how the Tosfos Yeshonim understood Rashi, but he asks al kaponim the Gemara's kasha is nishver. That is one, that is al kaponim the first kasha of Tosfos. Va'oid amrinin ba'ishmaite, the Gemara says further, the loichashvinin gabi yibum efshe lekaim shnayim al yedei chalitze. The Gemara says that the mitzvah is of yibum is not considered efshe lekaim shnayim al yedei chalitze. It could be mekaim the mitzvah through chalitze, mishum da chalitze b'mokim yibum lav mitzvah. That means that chalitza is a oifen gorua of mitzvah yibum. She don't say efshe lekayim shneim. He could have done it in a different oifen. Chalitza b'mokim yibum lav mitzvah. We had mentioned Thursday that the Rabbein Avraham Minohar says that our sugya is chaylik on that sugya. Our sugya holds chalitza b'mokim yibum mitzvah. So therefore, we do say efshe lekayim shneim. V'oit, and now Tosfos asks after the parentheses, the maskinon the bishum mokaim ein ese doiche loisase sheyesh beikores. The maskonis asugye is that an ese is not doiche loisase sheyesh beikores. That's the maskon mashma afilu behechshe mitzvah.
that even though you have to be over the chorus in order to be mekayim the mitzvah, l'chayre the maskonis asugye is, we don't say eser doicha loisas. According to Rashi, we do say eser doicha loisas. If a kert, behechsha mitzvah, if the veire has to be done in order that the mitzvah should be niskayim, we do say eser doicha loisas sheyesh pekos. That's the third kasha of Taisvis. Ulekam on the porich, and now Taisvis brings down the next Gemara by Binyan Beis Hamikdash. The porich, so the Gemara said, so let us learn out from Binyan Beis Hamikdash that Eser Doiche Loisasa Sheyesh Beikores. So the Gemara says, you say Hechshe Mitzvah, there I have to be over the Aveira in order to be Mekayim the Mitzvah. But by Yibum, I don't have to be over the Aveira. So the Gemara asks, typically Mehosam, I don't need the Posig by Binyan Beis Hamikdash, I can learn Afan Kibbut Aveim. The Perish Akuntra is typically Mehosam Mekivet of the Loi Dochi. Elavade Yehud Hamikdash Osa Loima O Baal Medochi Afilu Beloi Hechshe Mitzvah. So according to Rashi, the Gemara says that to tell me that Binyan Beis Hamikdash is not Doiche Kores, I don't need a Posik for this. I could figure it out from Kibbud Aveim. So the whole Posik is coming to tell us that it's Miyuter to come to tell us that here not, and all over, filu, it's not a Hechshe Mitzvah, that means something similar to Yibum, it also would be Doich. The Ein Zed Diyuk, so Taisvah says, this is not a Diyuk, the Dilme Legufe Yitzterich. Maybe you need the Posik to tell me that Binyan Beis HaMikdosh not, because I would think you learn out from Kibbud Aveim. Mishum de mi kibud yalfin in the Baal Medochi. I learn now from kibud over aim that kibud over aim not, but all over esed doiche loisasa sheyesh because of its hechshe mitzvah. And binyan beis hamikdash is hechshe mitzvah. It's tach lemichtav gabi mikdash to loi dochi. So fakert, I need the posik of binyan beis hamikdash to tell me legufe that it's not doiche, because I would learn afan kibud aveim the kibud aveim not, but all over a hechshe mitzvah is doiche, and binyan beis hamikdash is a hechshe mitzvah because I can't be mekayim the mitzvah without being mechallel Shabbos. Umiyu ha'ikal meima. Taisa says could be I could answer this kasha. Af al gav de ba'al medochi. But even though all over, esse doiche leisase sheyesh pekoris, gabi migdosh hava omrinen de loidochi kemoi bekibut, but I would say that by migdosh it is not doiche, just like it's not doiche by kibut, the bechol mili de shabbos hava omrinen de loidochi. I would think, what is the reason why Kibbud Aveim is not Doiche Shabbos? If I say that an Esse is Doiche Loisasa Sheyesh Bekoris, so I would say that could be Shabbos is worse. Maybe Shabbos is Yesh Beiskila. So that is why Kibbud Aveim is not Doiche. Olohach Yitzdach Milo Pesach V'tomid. To tell me that they are Doiche Shabbos. So Al Koponim, if the reason why Kibbud Aveim is not Doiche Shabbos is because Shabbos is more chomo, because there's skila, so then I could learn out Binyan Beis HaMikdash from Kibbud Aveim. So the pasuk by Binyan Beis HaMikdash is Miyuta. To tell me here not, which I know already, but all over, an esse doiche leisase sheyesh beikores, afilu it's not a hechshe mitzvah. B'chein oima ma'ari. Period. Aval kaponim, this is Taisvis just was asking on Rashi's pshat. But now Taisvis says a whole new pshat in the Gemara. ונירה לרי. וכן פירש רבינו חננו, and Tosis is going back to the beginning of the Gemara. The Gemara started off as follows. It says that Kibbodo Ve'im is not Toiche. So if it's speaking about Shchoitli Bashali, so I say here it is not Toiche, but all over it is Toiche. So we see Esa Toiche Lo Isasheish, because if it's speaking about Mechama, so then I should learn all over that in Esa Toiche Lo Isas. So what is the Gemara's maskone? The belav the mechama mukilo. It's taka speaking about lav the mechama. It is speaking about lav the mechama, and one should not listen to his father if he tells him to be mechama acha behemet. Aye, the Gemara said it's speaking about lav the mechama. So let us learn out from here. Ein esed doicha loisase. But we can't learn out from here that ain esse doiche loisase. The male kibbut shekain hechsher mitzvim. That the mitzvah of kibbut is not a maisa ha-mitzvah. It is only a hechsher. It is only a preparation to mitzvahs kibbut. So Tosfos explains. Mosi Tosfos shita is not the way we learned Rashi on Thursday. Rashi is mentioned from the Ritva and the Rabbi Yankiv and Emes Liyakev that Rashi learns the mitzvah of kibbut over aim is mili ritzoinai. To listen to what the father wants. The father tells him, don't give back Berl's Aveda, that alone is Kibbodov. I shouldn't give back Berl's Aveda, even though the father isn't deriving any benefit. The only benefit the father is deriving from this, that you're listening to him. Rashi Shita is that Ritzoinoi Zehu Kibbodoi. The mitzvah of Kibbodov is Mili Ritzoinoi. If he's deriving a gashmistic benefit, if he's not deriving any benefit at all, but that alone, that you are doing his rots, and that is the mitzvah of kibbudov. Tosfos is choylik on Rashi. Tosfos learns the mitzvah of kibbudov is like the Gemara says in Kedushin, machiloi, malbishoi, mashkeyoi. The Maisa HaMitzvah is to be Machel the Father, to be Malbish the Father. That is the Mitzvah. So Memele, if the Father tells a son to be Mechama Acha Behemtoi in Shabbos, that means that he's telling him to, let's say, to bring Goizlois for the Father. So the Mitzvah of Kibbud is the last pa'ula, when they'll hand the father the goizlois, that is machiloi. To go and bring the goizlois, till you cook them, till you prepare them, this is only a preparation for the mitzvah of kibbud ovaim. The maisa ha-mitzvah is machiloi. And everything till there is a hechsha mitzvah. This is not the Maisa mitzvah. This is a preparation which will eventually bring about the Maisa mitzvah. So since this alone is not the Maisa mitzvah, it's only a preparation, a hachone, a hersha to the mitzvah. So that's why it's not doiche. The male kibbut. That's how the Rabbeinu Hananu learns pshat. The male kibbut shekein hechsha mitzvah. Kibbut is a hechsha mitzvah. Kshem mechamer. And he's bring mechamer. Acher behem toy to bring goizlis. Or he's metame himself to go into the base akvoris. To bring goizlis. Umeiniach melahar zeraveidim, or he is in he does not return aveda in order. Kedei lahavi goyz lois lahaviv. So in all these three cases, he's over alav. And he is not mekayim a mitzvah's essay yet. He's only doing a heksha. This is only a preparation for the kiyum a mitzvah. Is kedei lovi goyzes lovi bishas tchiyas alav ein machi lo yimal bishoy. That is pshat in the Gemara's kasha. The Gemara says that it's speaking about mechama. You ask the kashas, let's learn out from over here, that ein esse doiche loisas. So the Gemara says, no, this is not an esse, this is only a preparation for the esse. He's not doing an esse now, bishas being mechama. He's just doing a heksha for the mitzvah esse. So that's why it's not doiche alav. Avul ba'alme, but all over. That means, so we're back to Mechama. Ava ba'alme da'ovid guf ha-mitzvah, but if he's doing a maisa mitzvah, yalfine mikloyim betzitzis didochi, then we'll learn how take from kloyim betzitzis. So it comes out, according to Taisvis, the maskonis ha-gemorah is, we can't learn out achos ishe and yibum from kibud ovein. The whole kibud ovein is only speaking about Allah. That ain't esed doichaloisas. That's what it says by kibud ovein. No, the Gemara asked Akasha if it's speaking about a lav, so let us learn out from here that ain't esed doichaloisas. So the Gemara says no, because here you don't have a true esed, you only have a hechsher to the mitzvah esed. This is only a hachone for the mitzvah esed. It is not the kiyuma esed. So that's why over here it is not doiche. Kloyim b'tzitzis is doicha, because there b'shas you're wearing the beged, you become the mitzvah of tzitzis. V'oimer he, now the he says, amoyre de kechidish. So far the he said that the mitzvah of kibud is not doicha the love of mechama, because this mitzvah is only a hechsher mitzvah. It is not a true maaseh mitzvah. V'oimeri, the kibud of afilu oisik beguf mitzvah, what will be if the Taisvus Harosh says that the father tells his son he wants to return an aveide? There's a lav, leisucha l'salem. The father tells his son, don't return the Aveda, I want you to smear me. I want you to put on my coat. So I want you to do the mitzvah of Malbishoy. So the Taisvus HaRosh says, here also, he doesn't have to listen to the father. Now this is really very difficult to understand. In this case, he's Mekayim HaMitzvah Saseh of Kibud Ovein, being malbish the father, this is the mitzvah of kibud ovein. And the father says, don't return the aveda, take care of your father. Va'afal piket, it is not doiche hashavis aveda. Now the shail is, why not? Why isn't this doiche? This is a kiyama mitzvah, not a heksha mitzvah. So va'oimeri, the kibud of afilu oisik beguf mitzvah, afilu, he is oisik beguf mitzvah, not a heksha mitzvah, is also loidochi. The bechol inyan kaposik, because we learn now from over here, bechol inyan kaposik shalai yishmaloi, that he shouldn't listen to the father. Now the shaila is, why not? Why shouldn't he listen to the father? Why don't you say ese doiche loisas over here? V'hainu mishum, so Taisvus answers, the b'roiv in yonei kibud, since most of the time, when the father will be mitzavehim, to be oiver alav, l'tzoyrech kibudoy, regilim liyois ha'idei hechsha mitzvah, so most of the tzivuyim of kibud will be a hechsha mitzvah, is the Torah said that the mitzvah of kibud, which most of the time is only a heksha mitzvah, is not doiche afilu in an oifen when it is a kiyum ha-mitzvah. The beroi v'yoni kibu the gimli is a dehechshe mitzvah. Kama rachmone de loy dochi b'chol inyin. So the Torah said already a cloud that kibud is never doiche, because most of the time it's with kibud is a hechshu, so the Torah took away the koyach hatchiya from kibud, even in an oifen, when there will be a kiyum gufa mitzvah. In the Gemara later, By Binyan Beis HaMikdash. Also, the Gemara says it's speaking about Mechama, and it's speaking about a Hersha Mitzvah. So the Gemara asks, Hersha Mitzvah, if the Mechama by Binyan Beis HaMikdash is a Hersha Mitzvah, typically Mehosam Doloi Dochi. So you don't need a special posik for Binyan Beis HaMikdash. You can learn Afan Kibud Oveim. And if you don't need the posuk for hechshe mitzvah, because I know tnei inyan legufa mitzvah, so let's say it's going for gufa mitzvah, and lechayre telling us they nese doiche loisase. That is how Tosfos learned pshat in the Gemara. Now let's go back, now that we know Pshat and Tosfos by Hersha Mitzvah, let us just see the two previous Tosfos. Nigma Mehoche Deloidochi. The Gemara said it is speaking about Mechama. So the Gemara says if it is speaking about Mechama, so let us learn out from here that ain't esse doiche loisas. It's speaking about Mechama. And the pasuk says you don't listen to the fathers. So now for me, an esse doiche loisas. Mashme. The e airi bishchita ibishul. But if I say it's speaking about shchita ibishul, neiche, then it's very good. So I say fakert. I say the pasuk is telling us here ain esse doiche loisas shiyesh bekoris, but all over esse doiche loisas shiyesh bekoris. V'teima, so Tosfos says the menolei letane leuk mekra b'shchita u'bishul. How does the Tana himself know? The Gemara is only asking Akasha. If you say the pasuk is speaking about Mechama, say Akasha, let us learn out from here in esedoich aloisas nigma ma'ocha deloi dochi. But if the Tana says it's speaking about so then I don't have a kasha. So Tosfos said, but I also have a kasha. How did the Tanin know to say that the Pasuk is speaking about Shoyche to Mevashel? And I learn out from here, Ese Doiche Loisasa Sheyesh Bekoris all over. Maybe it's Taka speaking about Mechama, and I learn out from here, Ese Doiche Loisasa. That's Tosfos kasha. V'teim d'minole letana luk mekro b'shchita u'bishul. How did the Tana himself know to say that the Pasuk is speaking about shchita u'bishul lashmin in the Baal Medochi and to tell us that here, not in all over, it is doiche? Adarabe, luk me b'lav de mechama. Let us say it's speaking about lav de mechama. V'nigma mehoche, and we'll learn out from here, the ba'alme loidochi, afilu lav grede. That means, why is this only akasha if I say it is speaking about Mechama? This is tamazay akasha. What right does the Tana have to say it is not speaking about Mechama? And it's and he says it's speaking about the loisasa sheyesh beikoris and ba'alme dochi. Maybe it's speaking about Mechama. And v'nigma mehochi de leidochi. V'shleime de dayik tana. And the tana is no kasha. Midolei ashminin kro. B'shar dvorim de leka lelav graded leva osi lemiti. The tana was medayik. Why did the posik speak about Shabbos? Shabbos is very misleading. If you'll tell me it is coming to tell us, Ein ese doiche loisa ase, why did he speak about Shabbos? Shabbos, there are other averis which are aloisase. There are other averis which is aloisase sheyesh beikores. If the pasuk wants to tell us, en esed oich aloisase, it should have told us by a isa that is only alav. And since the pasuk mentioned Shabbos, so it would seem to be telling us that we're talking about alav sheyesh beikores, and shchaitli bashali, and here not, and all over yet. The imtaima, so Tosfos asks Akash, v'heiche nigma mehoche de loidach. How can the Gemara learn out from here, if it's speaking about Mechama, how can the Gemara learn out from here that ein ese doiche loisase, dume shani hoche, Mechama is not a loisase? Even Mechamer is a loisase ve'ese. Doksiv, ubayoyim hashvi tishbois. That's an essay. Maninuach shercha v'chamerecha. So Mechamer is a loisase ve'ese. So therefore it's not doiche. In ese doiche loisase ve'ese. Umishim hach yud loy dochi. Avolav greide loylam neilof mikloim betzitzis de dochi. So what is the whole problem over here? The Gemara is saying if it's speaking about mechama, so I learn out from here ein ese doiche loisase. Mechama is not a loisase. Mechama is a loisase vesei. So let us learn out from here. So the reason why it's not doiche is because ein ese doiche loisase vesei. Agav Urche, on this kasha of Tosfos, the Ritva brings down from the Rabbeinu Yoine, that the love of Mechama, there is no Esse of Tishbois. That the Rabbeinu Yoine said, that the whole Esa of Tishbois only applies by Oveis Meloches. But by Alav alone, Bechal there's no Esa of Tishbois. So we hear here our Machlokes HaRishonim. Tosfos holds that afilo by Mechamer there's an Esa of Tishbois, and Tosfos asks, therefore Amoyre Dikakashim, so why does the Gemara ask, we should learn out from here, ein ese doiche loisase ve, dein ese doiche loisase, it's a loisase ve ese, there's an ese of Tishbeis. Va'aymeri, so the Ri answered, the ese de kibud, hoyul va'odif kulehai, the ese of kibud is very choshev, the hukash kvoido, the Gemara says, the same lotion that it says by kibud ovaim, it says by kvoid amokim. It says ish imoy v'oviv tiro, and it says as Hashem alekecho tiro. So the same lotion that it says by the Rebbeinu Shlom tiro, it says tiro is hukash kvoidam lechvoid amokim. So this essay is moiradik choshev. Is choshuv ese de Shabbos command the lesser legamri. That means Tosfos seems to be saying the whole klal that ein ese doicha loisase ve ese is because there's a spora of my ulme. Why is better the first ese than the second ese? But over here, if the first ese of kibud is ukash kvoido, so the Esa of Tishbeis is command the lesser legamre. It overshadows the Esa of Kibud Ovaim, which is Hukesh Kvoidim, overshadows and overpowers the Esa of Tishbeis. Is command the lesser legamre. Vahavi command the leka elo lav gredom. So it's equivalent, like there's only a lav. And if there's only a lav, so the Gemara says, let's learn out from here, ein ese deiche loisase. Ich amoy kein ese de migdosh. Later, the Gemara wanted to say it's speaking about Mechama by Mikdash. So also the Gemara says, let's learn out from your Nesa Doicha Loisase, because the Esa of Mikdash is also Olim, the Esa of Tishbois. The Esa de Baskoin, later the Gemara will say, the Esa de Baskoin, Eidifim Esa de Shabbos, Mishum Moire, that means the Esa of Moire Mikdash overpowers the Esa of Tishbois. Mishum Kapore de Baskoin. And Kapore de Baskoin, also I would think that Esa overpowers the Esa of Tishbois. The last thing that Isis says, Ladavon, you don't understand why the Kapore of Baskoin, in order for her to have a kapore, so this mitzvah of Mises Bezd, in order for her to have a kapore, why is this essa so choshuv, like it overpowers the essa of Tishbois? Why is this so choshuv that she should have a kapore? This I don't understand. Hukish kvoidam memele, hukish kvoidam lekvoidam mokem. But why Kapore de Baskoin is so chosh? V'im toima. Minolon de loidochi ese de kibud afilu lab greide. So the Masho explains, lefihe emes, the Gemara says in Kiddushin that the ese of kibud is not toicha afilu alav. How do we know this? The Shabbos v'tumeh v'shavas avei the kulu esa v'loisas aninu. So how do we know l'fiyemes that afilo alav it's not toichem? V'yishloim akivin de goli lon kro, de loy alima lon taime de ukesh kvoidom l'kvoid amokim de litchi. That means we have all cheshbonis, it should be doicha alav esa. It's hukish kvoidam. Va'afal pi kain, it is not doicha. Im kain, so lefiyemes afilu lav greida loy dochi, so it's not doicha alav ide, the mikloim lemotzi gomim mishim de kibud avehershe mitzvah. This is going according to Shitas Toisvis, that kibud is always a hershe mitzvah, and a hershe mitzvah is not doicha. Votana ba'alme koi v'loi kaporech. So the Gemara asks, if you'll tell me that the reason why the Esa of Kibud is not Toicha Mechamer is because Lavi de Shabbos Chamiri, so how can you learn out that it is not Toicha Tume or Shabbos Aveide? Kosh, the mashma di ayri b'shchite u'bishul nichalei. If it's speaking about shchite u'bishul, then it's good. And you can learn out tume and hashabes aveide. So Taisa says, v'adar rabbe, koshkin de kosher tvei, echi yalef di tomei v'loi tachzer de leke kores, mishabes di ike kores eskila. How could we learn out Tumen Hashavas Aveda, that you don't listen to the father, because you don't listen to the father by Koras Eskile, Neheda Osam Leidochi, Hochi Dochi. Avor Gavdika Lavesai, Mishim Dukesh Kavaidam. So Taisvis asks, so how could you learn out? The Gemara seems to say that the only problem is if you say that Lavi the Shabbos Achamiri. And so Mechamer is a lav chomo, then the Gemara says you can't learn out Hashavas Aveide from Mechamer. But if it is speaking about Shechoidli or Bashali, you could learn out. So Toisu says, how could you learn out? It's a kolshke. There it's not Teicha because there is Koras and Skila. So but could be Hashavas Aveide, or Tume would be Teicha. Pishloima, kivin de goli kro, de gora me ese da alme. Since the Pasuk told us that Kibud of Aim is worse than a Poshet Esa, the Baal Medochi Lav Sheyesh Bekoris, because now we're going that an Esa is Doicha Lav Sheyesh Bekoris. Vahai Loidochi, and Kibud of is not Doichi. Isulay mahani taime do hukesh kvoidam le kvoidam okim. So here we see there's a greyese in the mitzvah of kibud ovaim, because kibud ovaim is kibud ovaim is worse than any other esse. Every esse is doiche aloisase sheyesh bekoritz, and kibud ovaim is not. So we see that it is worse than a poshita essay. So memele, if it is worse than a poshita essay, so then al pi cheshbin, I can say that ein essay doicha loisase ve essay, that by hashoves aveide in tume, which is a loisase ve essay, so I'll say that the essay of kibud is not doicha because it's a loisase ve essay. And I see that kibud is gora. That is how Tosfos wants to say pshat.